Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville's sports original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's Johnny.
And happy Friday, everyone. A football Friday. And I don't know how many consecutive days that we can continue to say that, because I know with the XFL, we may have a dozen plus more of football Fridays.
What did you just say?
That's right. You know, XFL.
XFL.
It will begin just after the Super Bowl. So depending on whether or not the league can make it through a full year before it gets disbanded.
Who's he hate me play for?
He is going to be on his living room couch.
Probably
somewhere.
The LA Wildcats.
He's done, you think?
He will be on his... Put it this way.
That's Chad, the only thing I remember from that
Chad
league.
Johnson has a better chance of making a team as a kicker that he's, you know, he's trying out for, you know, being a kicker with this new league. He has a better chance to make it as a kicker than he hates me making a roster.
I'm just saying. He says that he has really worked on it.
Hey, good for him.
We'll see.
Why are we laughing at that? He's got the ability. I mean,
who's this?
Ocho Cinco.
Chad Johnson wants to make the XFL as a kicker.
All right.
I'm not going to dismiss that.
Well, if he goes 20 for 20, the Titans need to get him.
I mean, it's not like he has to have, you know, 4.3 speed to be a kicker.
Right.
You know, here's what I'm looking for, by the way. You know, we always think about secret weapons at the NFL level, college level, whatever the case may be. I'm looking for, if you have a son or daughter, for that matter, who can punt well enough to be in college football or the NFL, and they have speed, say like 4.4 speed, can you think about how dangerous of a weapon that would be, where you have to be like really serious about the threat of the punter taking off with fake punts? Because most punters are what, 4.7, 4.8, 4.9 speed? We're not talking about...
Blazers.
Yeah. Exactly. We're talking about Tom Brady taking off back there, right? So if
he was more like a 5.0, wasn't he?
Can you imagine if you had somebody like with Tyreek Hill kind of speed back there, who's a threat? It, you know, you could just take a. This is when you make your special teams that more special.
Well, when you're a kid too, the best athlete usually does everything, right?
All right. I saw this list before we get into the all the conversations about sports today. I saw this because I know how disappointed you were when we got the information as far as this year's inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Dave Matthews Band was not inducted this year.
And Lizzie.
The top of the list, it says who fans thought should be inducted in the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This was a poll by, you know, so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame poll conducted by USA Today. Number one on the list?
Pat Benatar.
Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Million plus votes they were the number one choice of the bands that should have been inducted.
They were the Drew Pearsons. These are the Drew Pearsons of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this
By the way, this list includes the ones that did make it in too. Number two on the list, Pat Benatar, right behind Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Number three, the Doobie Brothers, who did get in. And by the way, why are the Doobie Brothers just now getting in?
I don't know.
I had no idea that they had not already been inducted.
I mean, they were doing their thing. I was getting into them in the early 70s.
That was when I was a kid going, before I was not even a teenager. I was a preteen going to concerts. Doobie Brothers, they were always touring Huntsville, always making the Doobie Brothers stop there.
You were spending some of that wax too back at your WAAY days.
Hey, what was your very first concert? Do you remember?
Oh, it was, crying out loud.
See, some people...
It was at a racetrack in Northeast Ohio, and it was Elvin Bishop, Roy Buchanan, ELO,
see,
Hart,
good.
And Steve Miller.
See, that's decent. That's your very first one.
Yeah.
All right, so I was 12. My very first one is a pretty cool one, too. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice.
And Rare Earth opened up for them. So I have a pretty cool...
That is a good one.
Wearing my nice leisure suit, had the suit, the
You had a leisure suit at 12 years old?
Oh, yeah. You had to look the part. Had to look the part that I thin.
And this was in the rock and roll mecca of Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you very much.
All right. I used to listen to WMMS in Cleveland. That's where Bruce Springsteen was big up there. Southside Johnny.
Number four on the list, Soundgarden, and they also made it in. So your first two did not make it in. Dave Matthews Band, Pat Benatar, the two that did make it in. Doobie Brothers, number three on this list. Number four, Soundgarden, as far as fans, who fans thought should be inducted. Number five, they didn't make it in either. And I totally agree with this one, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So three of the five from the fans' perspective did not make it in.
Well, some of those guys, like Dave Matthews, is still a pretty young man, but Judas Priest, those guys were kicking it, late 60s, early 70s? I mean, you gotta get these guys their moment of glory before they're gone.
Well, I mean, Judas Priest is one of the godfathers of metal.
And I still go back, though, the Doobie Brothers.
Nice jump
in there. Why did it take the Doobie Brothers so long to get in? I'm just not quite understanding that.
They didn't make a lot of new music in the last, 15 years, but they sure cranked it out in the 70s and the
80s. It doesn't matter. They were the band.
You asked a question. I'm just trying to...
This is a Hall of Fame. It's not like, what have you done for us lately? Get it? See what I did there? Judas Priest? See where I went with that? With the Doobie Brothers, it's not what you have done lately. It's like, did you establish yourself career-wise?
The same thing picking the top 150 college players or the top 100 NFL. It's like it's different eras and people just don't.
That's why Drew Pearson is not in the Hall of Fame.
That's
why Ed Too Tall Jones is probably never getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Johnny, you should dedicate your professional life to getting Ed Too Tall Jones into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I can see it.
And Johnny will be doing his induction speech.
That's like I can see it.
That's like the whole thing with. For example, Dale Murphy. Why is Dale Murphy not in the Hall of Fame? I'll tell you why. Because baseball.
Two home runs or what?
No, because baseball turned their heads at the video steroids. Game numbers with the steroid era. And so because of it, because Dale Murphy was, increasing his percentage of votes until the steroid era. And like, bam. And then you had infielders who the most home runs they've ever hit, 15, 16 home runs, then you get 50. And it's like,
is that Brady Anderson? Is that who you're talking about?
He was an outfielder. Yeah, but same thing. About Brady. Brady
Dale
Anderson.
Murphy. He came here many, many years ago. I remember interviewing him here. And I got to do his when they retired his jersey for the Braves. I got to be a part of that broadcast with Sports South. But my point is he was failing as a catcher.
Yep.
And then he made his his mark as a right fielder.
He was a center fielder. And he couldn't make the throw. He your basic throwing the ball back. He couldn't make that. And so they converted him to a center fielder for the Braves. And he became a gold glove outfielder.
Crazy.
I mean, and then.
Great teammate, too.
Incredible. He was back-to-back years as the MVP. So because of what baseball allowed to happen. Well, what's wrong with the fact there's home runs being hit? We don't care how they're hit as long as they have, as long as the attendance there, why do we care?
Is he like two home runs short of some magic number?
400.
Is it, 400. He's got 398
that
he has?
Yeah, 398. So, but.
Oh, come on, man. He was we don't even hear about who Dave Justice is that one great season with the Braves if Dale Murphy doesn't say, go ahead and trade me to the Philadelphia Phillies.
So you have that going on. Now, the biggest thing I want to start with, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with it because honestly, they don't deserve it. Is the Nashville Predators. And you start thinking too, you work hard to get the nice contracts, so then you don't have to worry about your family, your kids, their kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing, you still have to produce.
Yeah, they do.
And so we thought, okay, the problem has to be PK Subban, so he's gone. Problem has to be Peter Laviolette. Well, that's not the issue.
Did they really think PK was the problem?
Well, there was some...
On communication, is that what
there was communication saying? Issues.
Off the rink, basically.
So now you start... I mean, the bottom line is you have too many inconsistencies with the stars of this team, not playing like stars, under the last regime with Peter Laviolette. Whether you had the first line or fourth line, it was like equal time. And last time I checked, this is like the whole thing for the last 2 years with the Tennessee Titans and why the Titans are on the road this weekend and not playing a home game is because somebody in that brain trust over there at St. Thomas Sports Park last year and this year thought it was a great idea to share playing duties with Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. So everybody forgets about that, and it's like, oh, you owe it to the team to be there. You should be showing up for home games. Last year, you should have learned the lesson with the way Derrick Henry played in the second half of the year. This year, you were still trying to pretend like, oh, that's just a blip on the radar. We're still sharing Why?
Well, I think, you know, it's they're just a little over halfway through. Now if we're in March and they haven't done it, then, you got to give them a chance.
No, you don't. You know, I'm saying right now to the fans of, you know, the Nashville Predators fans. I mean, look, this is a team that laid a major egg as far as the playoffs last year.
So let me ask you this: going back when Alabama was stinking up the joint with who was that terrible coach? Give me the run of the terrible coaches they had. Gene DeBose, maybe? No,
You had Mike DeBose.
Mike DeBose. Okay.
Who ended?
So did you stop watching Alabama football when all that was happening?
I watched football. Period. I watch even the bad teams as far as college football.
Well, there
football.
You go. So that, because that's your thing. Now,
I know. I'm saying you don't have to go. My thing is this. You know, this team does not. It does not right now earn your. You know, you
hard-earned dollar.
Well, not just that. You know, they don't even earn your. It's your time, the time commitment to get downtown, park, go to the facilities, cheer on your team, get back in. They don't deserve your time right now.
Those $12 beers, or how much
sell
are beers?
Sell your tickets. Here's the thing. If you're a Preds fan right now, sell your tickets to a fan of another team until they earn your time, your valuable time that you could be doing something else. Because right now, the way they're playing at home, I mean, we're talking about your plus now losing record at home. They don't deserve your time, period.
They're trying to
end
figure it out.
Stop with that. Enough of that. This team is too talented for that, trying to figure it out. I mean,
How else can you get better?
One
you got to play.
This team was better. This team 2 years ago was won the President's Trophy as with the most points in a regular season.
3 years ago, they lost the Stanley Cup to Pittsburgh.
The bottom line, and where are they now? They've gotten better talent-wise, and they stink up the joint. And they're playing with no effort.
So are you saying they're not no effort? Okay, so now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about lack of communications, not playing as a team, not playing as a key cohesive unit. They're playing like they're, you know, almost like what we were going back in 98, 99.
Oh, man, don't go back there because we used to cover those games. And I know. Like, there's no way we're going to score a goal tonight.
I mean, how confident? Here's the thing. A team with this roster, that much money invested in this team as far as the Predators, you know, you shouldn't have to be doubting whether or not they're going to win at home. I mean, let me just repeat what I just said. You shouldn't be doubting whether or not they're going to win at home.
Is the flip side of that comment that they should win every game at home?
No, I'm not saying that. But right now, Are you confident now when you go to Bridgestone Arena, spend 3 hours there watching the Preds play, and you're a fan of the Predators, do you have confidence they're going to come away with a W at the end of the night?
No.
You don't?
You don't have confidence, but I want to see him evolve. I want to see him try to figure it out. I want to support the team.
They don't earn...
Did you ever watch Seinfeld? You remember Putty? You need a jersey, and you need to support the team, man.
Stop. I don't believe in that. You know, after a while, listen, last night was it for a while for me with them. You know, they're showing right now they don't deserve your time.
They're trying to figure it out.
Stop.
They got a new coach.
No. They had issues before the coach. This has nothing to do.
That's why the coach got fired.
This has nothing. Well, you couldn't fire the team.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Wow.
With this much money invested in this team, you know, it's not like you can just go. Are you going to start over? No. And it's right now in the middle of the season. You can't throw away the season.
Right. So they fired the coach, and they're trying to get better.
And are they?
Well, what's their record since the coach left? They won
500,
two.
I think.
Yeah, they won two, and
I
then
think they're like
lost,
two, two,
they
and
lost
one,
three.
Or something
they're two
like that.
Two. But they lost the first home game.
Right.
They lost the second home game last night. So in two home games, they're 0-2.
Right.
Well, would you be happy if, like, we're watching video right now here?
It's not just a score; it's the way they're playing. And look, you just look at social media. The Preds fans are frustrated. You know what? The Preds fans last night reminded me, honestly, of Vanderbilt basketball and football fans. Mm. I mean, am I wrong there?
No, because I was keeping up with it last night.
If you're a diehard Vanderbilt fan, you're a diehard Preds fan, I didn't tell you what these quotes are. If you're just looking on social media, you couldn't tell if I'm talking about Vanderbilt football, Vanderbilt basketball, or Preds. Because right now, they all look the same.
Okay, well, have Vanderbilt basketball and Vanderbilt football ever played for the national championship like the Predators played for the Stanley Cup 2 years ago? I think we've been spoiled for the last two or three.
Well, it was three seasons ago,
right? Then the Presidents win next year, and then two first round exits. Yeah, man, pro sports are tough.
Not when you say that, but this team was built for success. The team, as far as invested in the players, the salaries, that they invested in this team.
Yeah,
They paid this team.
So you think the players are just? You think the players are okay with it?
Yeah. Who knows? You know, sometimes here's the thing. You know, sometimes when you get your money, you know, you lose that hunger, that desire. You lose what pushed you in the first place. There's some big issues there where this team is not playing. It's a bunch of individuals. They're not playing as a team. Look at the puck handling. Even that very next year. So after they lose to Pittsburgh as far as in the Stanley Cup. Look at the things that should be basics for this team that they were still slipping up and giving easy goals going back the other way.
Next year they had just the best record in the NHL.
They still had what happened in the playoffs.
Well, I know, but you said the next year they were just doing all these things wrong, and I'm telling you they had the best record in the NHL.
They still had the most points, and the other part about it too.
Is that the best record?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, because
aren't you at the top of the standings when you have the most points?
My point is this record-wise. About this. They were doing fundamentally, the reason why they did not advance very far is because they were doing silly things that last place teams do. And guess what they're doing right now and what they did last year? They're doing the silly things that last place teams
do. So you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
Not playing like this, they're not. No, they're not.
So you say they're not going to make the playoffs. I say they are.
We'll see.
We'll see.
615-844-5600. Dr. Detroit in Nashville. Welcome.
Hey, regulators. How are you? Johnny, would you be happy if I make a couple phone calls and pay on the table and get Dylan Larkin down here in Bertuzzi to help out?
You have to be a fan of the Red Wings to appreciate Dr. Detroit's humor, by the way.
Is that Todd Bertuzzi he's talking about?
Thank you, Johnny.
So for all the Detroit folks that are now living in Nashville, you would have picked up on his humor just then.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you, Johnny, for saying that. Thanks for having my back on that, buddy.
Not a problem.
But anywho, they did good on the road trip. It's just a default, their first game back at home. But, you know, give them to the All-Star break.
Thank you.
They break in, how this new coach, you know, you got to give the new coach a little leeway. At least a month.
The coach is not the problem. The coach is not the problem. The players are the problem.
A while ago when you were saying that, yeah, I mean, the wind might be going to, you know, lift the sails up for a smooth float to the playoffs. But, I mean, I still think the Predators are playoff potential. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting to the Titans game, man, I watched 11 o'clock news and what'd they say? I think 3:30 and a 8:30 flight had been canceled from Nashville to Kansas City, so ouch.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me, I was talking to Steve about this before the show, it kind of reminds me back to the 99 season, that Super Bowl, that trip to Atlanta, where all of a sudden, you know, if you're trying to go from Nashville to Atlanta via Chattanooga, you know, that nice little hill there was a little dicey because of all the ice that... You know, the major ice storm in Atlanta is certainly not, it's just like us, not really equipped.
Atlanta was frozen over.
Not being able to deal with ice storms, Atlanta's not equipped to be able to deal with it either. So in so many ways, you get that similarity going on.
You got a heck of a memory, yeah. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. But anywho, what a coincidence. I mean, 99 and now it's the 2019-2020 season. It's possible. I mean, ESPN, I tell you, has been plugging us pretty good, which I'm totally surprised because I don't really give a hill of beans on their comments, period. But
they got an agenda. No. They want you to be paying attention, so just remember that.
Well, every time you look up at the NFL Network or ESPN, you see highlights of Derrick Henry going 60, 70 yards. I hope it's real cold up there. Let's see if guys want to get in front of Derrick Henry if it's 20 degrees.
My thing about ESPN is this, and I'll never forget this. 2014, the Titans were on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers. 30-second promos coming up on Monday Night Football. And the first 29 seconds, it was about Pittsburgh. And the very last second, you pop up a Tennessee Titans, not even a mention of showing any video or whatever. And I don't even think they – what was the running back, Bishop? Bishop Sankey. Show his picture. That was the no-name Tennessee Titans in 2014.
Yeah. Who's the coach there?
You get 1 second.
Was it Wizenhunt? Were those the Wizenhunt years?
Yeah, that was Wizenhunt. Yeah.
You get 1 second of a 30-second promo on ESPN about Monday Night Football, and it was at the very end, Steelers. Titans.
Ouch.
And they didn't even mention Sankey. They just threw his picture up there.
Two quick things, and I'll end the call, let y'all get on to other calls and whatever's on y'all's agenda today. One, I know it's been publicized, and I'm just now talking on Sports Talk Radio for the first time this whole week. Dude, you talking about appalling and just my gut just falling out. The Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox saga.
Well,
why?
What if you're a Dodger?
Now, well, now it looks like it's been going on since the 80s. So, and look,
In fact,
on the other side, I'll bring up something that I saw about how the internet really blew this totally open back in November. It opened up the eyes as far as Major League Baseball. So be listening, because the other side, I'll bring this up. I appreciate your phone call, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, have a good weekend. See you guys.
You too. By the way, what I was mentioning earlier about the Preds, so Hawkeye Jason sent me a quick tweet. He says, amazingly, the cheapest non-standing room only ticket for the Preds game tomorrow night is still $100 with fees on the secondary market.
Wow.
So let's see here. A family with that, what we saw last night, Preds,
not worth
home
it.
Ice, so family of four, $400, and then you think about beer, soft drinks, hot dogs, parking, et cetera, et cetera.
That's an extra $150.
Go buy another big screen TV.
Okay,
for,
right.
You can buy you two.
I'll play devil's advocate here.
You could buy you two big screen TVs for your house. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Do you guys know which team in Major League Sports was voted the best fan experience? The Nashville Predators.
Fine. But to me, a fan experience also includes your favorite team winning a game.
We're not talking about the award you give out. We're talking about the one that they give out that the teams compete for. They want it. So, I mean, obviously it's supply and demand. Obviously somebody wants to spend that $100 or else it wouldn't be on there and somebody wouldn't buy it tomorrow night.
All right, 615-844-5600. The opposing team's fans been buying up a lot of tickets lately too. All right, coming up around 4:35, Russell Baxter. He's with ProFootballGuru.com. He's also a contributor, fan-sided. Also at 5:05, Barry Wildner, the pro football writer. He knows guys. He's with the AP up in New York. At 5:37, Adam Sparks, he's the Vanderbilt beat writer for the Tennessean. And just after 6, Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline talking AFC-NFC title games. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Noon traffic's busy out here, right on schedule in the South Loop, the West Loop, Shelby at 17th on a crash, Gallatin Pike at Lakewood trying to move that wreck in Madison. It's really busy on 24 as you leave Nashville, headed out towards Murfreesboro, starting to pick up quite a bit, 65 down into Brentwood, Franklin, all the way down to Spring Hill. Buying or selling a home, call Nakisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, call now 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
My buddy James Warren is with me in studio. Class of 1977, Battleground Academy. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. The name has changed, but let me tell you one thing that hasn't. They do great signage. If you don't believe them, go in and try it, right?
Absolutely, George. We love doing signage. That's a big part of our business. And if it has to do with trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, big signs on the side of your business, window decals, graphics, you see us all over town and we love it.
Well, the bottom line is you want your company to look good. Now give people phone number, website, that kind of stuff.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. SirSpeedyMusicCity.com is our website. Print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com gets you to it.
Bottom line is you want your company to look good. When you go in, tell them Plaz sent you.
Heavy-duty organizing meets heavy-duty savings during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, find durable Husky storage solutions for your whole garage, like exclusive, easy-to-assemble Husky 5-tier shelving units in red or silver, just $99.98 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer. And for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Each sold separately, limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details, available in store and online.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show, every weekday afternoon on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Steve Wrigley, broadcasting out of the Goggin Coal Hall Studios. You know, a couple of things, thoughts about the NFC and AFC title games on Sunday. First, looking at the NFC side of things, it's the last game kicking off right around 5:40 or so on Sunday afternoon. It's really simple, because certainly when you look at Green Bay, the first go-around with San Francisco, and even what Minnesota was not able to do against San Francisco last week, We look at aspects as far as we know how the quality of defense that the 49ers bring to the table, Steve. But for them, I mean, it's really simple. You got to keep drives alive, and to do so, you have to have a pretty good percentage on third down conversion. The Packers, 1 of 15 the first go around against the 49ers, and it was also an area where Minnesota, remember how hot Minnesota was against the Saints the week before when they went into New Orleans and took care of business against the Saints? The Vikings, only 2 of 12 on third down. So here's an opportunity for Green Bay, first go around, because Green Bay seems to have righted the ship after that. They've been a red-hot team since then, 6 straight wins.
You brought up yesterday, though, that the Titans are a better have better odds to make it to the Super Bowl than Green Bay does.
They do. And I think a lot of it has to do with San Francisco's defense, and especially third down defense. But when you get a chance for a second go-around against a team, which both Kansas City will have against the Titans and Green Bay will have against the 49ers, when you're talking about solid teams, it's tough to beat a solid team twice in the same year.
I don't care what level you're at, college or
even high school.
True, yeah.
I mean, that's why both of these games, you know, I like Green Bay, even if they lose on the road to San Francisco, I still like their chances to keep this game a lot closer, this second go-around. It's not going to be the blowout victory that the 49ers had the first go-around.
It's 38-7 or something like that.
Yeah, right? It was.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was 37-8, if I'm not mistaken. 37-8 back on November 24th. But since then, you know, this was a great lesson for Green Bay in the sense, and they talked about that. After that loss, they made adjustments on defense. They corrected some things on offense. And now you look at, you know, the big thing, though, remember who the 49ers have. It kind of reminds you back of the days when Seattle was making their runs, because Richard Sherman has regained the Richard Sherman type of play of old. And that's one of the things that if you look at Davante Adams, who had a great game last week for Green Bay and was a difference maker in that win over Seattle, you know, watch out for Richard Sherman, because he will probably take Adams out of the equation. That means somebody else from Green Bay, from the passing standpoint, is going to have to, you know, find a way to make up for those lost numbers, because Sherman's been shutting down everybody.
Well, who do you like in that one? I like San Francisco to win that
thing. I like Green Bay to keep it close with an opportunity to win. I'm not going to go against San Francisco at home, but as far as the points at 7.5, I just think that's way too many points. So I kind of like leaning towards Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay making a better showing of it. It's going to be probably similar to what we saw this last go-around, you know, somewhere in the low 20s, maybe 28 to 24, 28, 23, something along those same lines as we saw in the final score last week with the Packers winning. But would I be shocked that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, you know, it's a team that hasn't been getting really any attention at all year long, despite their record, despite having a bye in the opening round of the playoffs. Nobody is talking about them winning at all. In fact, they were probably talking, when you look at the 6 teams in the NFC, there was more conversations about the other 5 teams than the Packers. And even now, you look at it from a Vegas perspective. You know, the Titans have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Green Bay Packers.
Everybody's talking about the Titans. I mean, we're watching, pardon the interruption over here, and it's the lead story. Can the Titans, now they're onto the Packers 49ers, but The lead story was, can the Titans pull off the upset? That's the big question everybody wants to know.
And
this weekend.
And according to national media, they won't.
How cool is that, though, by the way? This week, just the state of Tennessee, we talked about, you know, the huge win that the Grizzlies had on, was it Wednesday night?
Wednesday night
when they beat Houston. You know, they were the lead story the very next morning on SportsCenter. Over the AFC title game, the NFC title game, it was the Memphis Grizzlies. And now we're seeing the same thing as far as with this matchup with the Titans against the Chiefs. A lot of great – not that we need any more visit. We can handle the visitors.
We just don't need them to stay.
We're full. They can come visit. Just leave.
Just get out of here after a couple days.
Grab those $300, $400 hotel rooms and $12 beers and –
or $400 to go see the Preds play tomorrow night, and then spend a couple of extra $100 as
Johnny,
well.
I hope they make a great run. I hope they're the last team in, and they win the first two series.
I go back to a conversation I had with my wife when we saw the Jets, the lowly Jets playing the Titans back in 2014, and we were sitting up there and watching that game. Where at the time they had the combined 5 wins in December, and I said, do you realize that the players right now we're watching are making the same kind of money that the last two teams that will be playing in the Super Bowl in February, and this is what we're getting. Just let that sink in for just a second.
Marinate on it.
Marinate. And the difference is this Preds team with the players, the talent, the salaries, the contracts, long-term deals too, by the way, they're not having to worry about having to stand outside of 440 off an exit there with a bucket out, okay? long-term comfort here with their contracts. And you know what? They're playing like they're secure with their long-term contracts.
Yeah, I think you're confusing NHL players with NFL players or Major League Baseball players or the NBA. The NHL hockey players are some of the most down-to-earth. It's one of the best locker rooms that I've covered sports for 30 years. I think in an NHL locker room, I would put that locker room as far as unity,
do you want
teamwork,
nice or do you want W's?
I'm talking about I want W's, but I think we got to give them a chance to work together.
They've been stinking up the joint at home for going on two seasons now. That's not acceptable for a team that once again, just 2 years ago won the President's Trophy. The year before that, they were in the Stanley
Cup.
Wow,
this is your axe to grind today, isn't it?
I'm just telling you, you've got to live up to it. If everybody wants to, you've got to support your home team. You got to support the Titans. They deserve it. You got to support the Preds. You have to earn that support.
All right.
And the fans have been so supportive of this franchise. And you look at the management group, Sean Henry, et cetera, the things that you're right. They do put on a great experience. And anybody associated with football, college football, high school football, any kind of event that you're putting on, doesn't even have to be sports. Just watching the entertainment value of when you show up on that site and your experience when you're there and then when you leave. Except one thing is missing, the W's. And this franchise has invested heavily in these players, long-term contracts.
It's their money, not your money.
Well, no, it is the fans' money in the sense that they're helping support all of this. And you know what? They don't deserve the fans' support right now. Period. End of story.
Wow.
Right, coming up, a chance to talk some AFC, NFC title games. Russell Baxter will be joining us on the other side. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Friday. Allow yourself extra travel time as we take a look at the traffic here on the South Loop, the West Loop. Just really busy to the north now. 65 trying to get up through Madison as they work a wreck at due west at Graycroft there in Madison. That seems to be the hot spot in Madison as far as accidents. We've had several this afternoon. Hey, buying or selling a home, call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty, the Tate team. Call 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and gear up for the playoffs. Looking for the perfect gift or just gearing up for the 2020 playoffs? NFL Shop is the ideal place to get the gear the players wear on the field and championship merchandise. Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere. NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of officially licensed NFL products. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com today.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Can Forecast. For this afternoon, cloudy with a high near 48. Tonight, showers likely, mainly after 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 44. Windy with a south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20, 25 miles an hour after midnight. And on Saturday, showers, high near 61. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt. Sports Radio WNSR.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Steve Wrigley, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. Chance to visit with Russell Baxter, contributor to Fansided, founder of ProFootballGuru.com, also PFG Vibe as well. Russell, hope you've had a great week to this point, and now we're down to four, and the AFC-NFC title game's coming up on Sunday. Happy 2020, and welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you very, very much. Anything going on in Nashville this week?
There's some conversations, obviously, taking place. You know, it's interesting because it's 20 years ago and 21 seasons ago with what the Titans did and that run to the Super Bowl in that 99 season. The difference is the fact that, to me, when you look at that team then and compare it to this team, you know, this team kind of reminds me of the two New York Giants teams in recent years, the ones that got hot at the right time, made it to the playoffs, made it to a run to the Super Bowl, and was able to win it. Because, you know, if you try to compare teams, I thought the 99 team was certainly more rounded of a team than what we're getting this year. But the bottom line is it doesn't matter if you're playing the hottest brand of football right now and you can parlay that into a nice run in the playoffs to a Super Bowl, then so be it.
Well, you know, this team does not necessarily remind me of the Giants team in 2011 for this reason. First off, the Giants were still losing games late in the year. They're the only team in Super Bowl history to win a Super Bowl with a four-game losing streak. They actually gave up more points that year than they scored, and they got more hot in the playoffs than anything else. This team turned around after the 2-4 start. I'll give you a comparison that has to do with a certain runaway refrigerator that is currently running through opposing defenses. I see what Derrick Henry's doing right now, guys, and I have thoughts of John Riggins in 1982, and I have Terrell Davis thoughts from 1997.
John Riggins was the perfect example because I remember we were talking about this after that first win against New England. I said, the way he's running, it reminds me, and I asked people, okay, who do you think, who am I thinking of? And that was exactly the reference that I used. He looks just like John Riggins from the Redskins.
Yeah, if you remember, Riggins and Terrell Davis had amazing four-game streaks in the playoffs that year. Now, in 82, it was the strike-shortened season. And then, of course, 97, the Broncos were a wild card. And both of those guys parlayed that into being Super Bowl MVPs, winning titles, both of them now in the Hall of Fame. I'm not predicting that for Derrick Henry, but the run that he is on is just unbelievable. 1,200 yards rushing, almost 1,300 yards rushing in what, the last, what, eight games, 11 touchdowns? And I describe him, I sound like I'm being flip about it. No. Watching him run reminds me of four guys pushing a refrigerator up a ramp and someone let go, and here it comes downhill. He is strictly downhill. He is massive. He is a combination that makes people turn down tackles, and I think he did that in both the playoff games. I think the Patriots and the Ravens were like, you know, maybe I should just get out of the way.
Russell, Steve Riegler here. Thanks for joining us. Kansas City's got a number out there. They're 9-0 when they hold the other team's rushers to less than 110 yards. They're 4-4 when they get give more than 110. On Sunday, does Derrick Henry get his 111 yards, and what happens up there?
Well, I think Derrick Henry will still get his yards. I mean, I think Kansas City's defense has played better since the Titans game. They gave up 35 points. By the way, we have a very interesting pair of games here where you have two teams in Green Bay and Kansas City that are facing the last two teams to beat them this year. Okay, Kansas City's won 7 in a row. They last lost to Tennessee. Green Bay's won 6 in a row. They last lost to San Francisco. Kansas City went from giving up 35 points in that game to Tennessee. Now, I know one of those was a fumble return, but they've given up 100 in the last 7 games, about 14 a clip. So I can still see Derrick Henry getting his yards as long as Tennessee is cognizant of the fact that that is the way to stay in the game. How many times have we seen a team get down and get away from their game plan, almost panicky? And that's what they have to avoid. You know, I watch Ryan Tannehill right now, Steve, and the way he's throwing the ball with such confidence, okay? He's not afraid to go down. He's not dinking and dunking. I know he's not getting a ton of yards, okay? But the throws he's making, he's doing with a lot of confidence, and understandably so, because you're able to play action pass when you're that persistent with the run. I still think it's a tall order for them to go in there and win a playoff game. Then again, they went in there and won a playoff game 2 years ago with Marcus Mariota when they were down 21-3.
True.
Having a chance once again to visit with Russell Baxter, founder of ProFootballGuru.com. One of the other things, looking at this matchup with the Titans in Kansas City, we all know what happened back in this first go-around. It was Patrick Mahomes' first game back after the dislocated knee, after missing a few weeks. But one of the things that certainly could be a factor on Sunday, you know, the Titans, as well as their defense has played, especially in the two playoff games, in the regular season, they ranked 31st in the NFL in red zone defense. Only the Houston Texans were worse. And to me, that really is a huge stat if Mahomes and the Chiefs have success on Sunday. I think that is one stat right there that the Titans can certainly not afford to live up to what they did in the regular season.
Well, especially when you have someone the likes of Travis Kelce, and you saw what he did in the red zone last week when Kansas City rallied. And let's not forget, you know, when these teams played in the regular season, Tennessee gave up well over 500 yards, got outgained by almost 200 yards. But that's what I like about Tennessee. Tennessee, during this stretch, has found ways to put points on the board with offense, defense, and special teams. And they're playing with great confidence in all three aspects. Even in games where they lost down the stretch to Houston, to New Orleans, they were highly competitive. I mean, this team has really turned it around, is playing complete football. They're playing complementary football. So the key here is to avoid a slow start. But if there is a slow start, stay true to your game plan. You know, I pointed out to someone the other day, this is the round of the playoffs, you know, be it the wild card, be it the divisional, be it the, obviously there's never been a shutout in the Super Bowl. There have been more shutouts in the championship round than any other round in the playoffs. That's because I think teams are, you know, they're right there from grabbing the prize, and then the panic sets in. You just can't panic no matter. And in this day and age, watching teams come back from double-digit deficits happens on a weekly basis. So I'm not even saying they're going to get down. Listen, this could be a repeat of last week where Kansas City finds himself in the hole if they don't play sharp. But like I said, Tennessee with a lot of momentum, doing what they're doing right now, knocking off the 3 seed, the 1 seed, where they've won 5 straight games on the road. It's a hell of an impressive one run. And that game plan they have with Derrick Henry is portable.
Russell, when I look at this, I think all the pressure is on Kansas City. I mean, they lost in the AFC Championship game last year, a game they probably should have won. The Patriots won the Super Bowl. They're 1 win away from getting back to the Super Bowl. But my question for you is, handicap the coaching matchup. Andy Reid, who's been coaching, you know, took the Eagles to the Super Bowl, so many NFC Championship games, versus Mike Vrabel on his first run.
Well, you know what's funny is, Andy Reid's been at this so long, you can correct me if I'm wrong. When the Eagles lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville, Mike Vrabel caught a touchdown pass in that game from Tom Brady.
I believe he did.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. I think the pressure is on Kansas City. They're home. They're expected to win. They're on a nice run. New England is out of their way, for lack of a better. They went and they beat New England. They're playing their best football. They're playing better football this year. I know this sounds a little weird. Better football than they did last year when they were dominant on offense. They're more complimentary. This might surprise some people, okay? Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs gave up 421 points during the regular season alone. This year, they've given up 308.
Wow.
That's a hell of a difference, okay? So let's even throw in last week, okay? They've given up 331 in 17 games, okay? Now, did they score as many points as they did last year? No, they scored actually more than 100 less. But that's what wins. It's compliment. Right. I've pointed this out before, and we saw it again this year. Baltimore scored 531 points this year. Do you know the 12 highest scoring teams in NFL history in one season? None of them won a Super Bowl.
We always talk about the Chargers back in the day with Dan Fouts, a quarterback, and the fact that great numbers in regular season, a lot of points. But last time I checked,
it'll get you a yellow jacket, but it won't get you the Lombardi Trophy.
Exactly. Hey, Russell.
I used to work with Herm Edwards when I was at, and we used to always point out that these 5,000-yard passing seasons, they haven't added up to anything. There's only been one quarterback in NFL history to throw at least 40 touchdown passes in the season and win the Super Bowl the same year. That was Kurt Warner 20 years ago when he threw 41. Okay, Peyton Manning threw 55. They got squeaked out in the Super Bowl by 35 points. Brady threw 50. Okay, Manning threw 49. Marino, it doesn't add up. And as Herm and I used to talk about, Herm would say, those are MVP numbers. They're just not Super Bowl numbers. You got to be able to have that balance. And that's why you hear people talk about defense wins championships. We were expecting, remember last year, in the middle of the year, late in the year, the game that was supposed to be in Mexico, and it turned out to be that 54-51 wild game between the Rams and the Chiefs. That's what everybody thought was just going to be the Super Bowl. What did we get? 13-3.
It was a dud.
Before we let you go, Russell, remind everybody again the best way to keep up with all your coverage, especially on social media.
Well, Backs Football Guru is my Twitter account, and I tell people whatever I write, and you follow me, you're going to get it. As to quote the great Liam Neeson, I have a special set of skills. So I will find you. And, of course, PFG Vibes on Twitter. Julie noted _PFG. She's my partner in PFG Vibe. And, of course, the website, Pro Football Guru, which I'm proud to say now in the last month or so, is now siprofootballguru.com.
Well, we appreciate you, buddy. Hope you have a great weekend. We certainly look forward to talking to you down the road.
Absolutely. Should be fun.
Thank you now. Russell Baxter once again joining us. Don't forget, coming up in the second hour, Barry Wilner will join us at the top of the hour. Pro football writer with the Associated Press from New York. Also around 5:37, Adam Sparks with the Tennessee, and he's the Vanderbilt beat writer for the Tennessee. And all that still to come. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Afternoon. It's an accident with injuries in Brentwood at 65 northbound there at OHB. Again, it does have some minor injuries. It's so heavy, not only northbound, but southbound as well in this area. Trying to get back down into Williamson County on 65 south. Nolensville Pike at Raymond Street. That's a crash that just happened a few minutes ago. Buying or selling a home, call Nakisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, call now 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The final lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
New track owner of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Roger Penske, had some big news to announce.
Number one, we've decided to run on Saturday. The Pennzoil race will be on the road course, not on the oval. And we'll run the Brickyard 400, we'll run on the oval as normal on Sunday. So to me, it's a change. We went to the NASCAR people. They've looked at our road course. We'll run the road course similar to what we do with the Indy cars, and we'll have a car. Ben will talk about it to do some testing, but we think that's a big change. We want our fans to look at this and see if this is something that they want so we can grow this in the future. And certainly, Justin will talk about it. This can put on some great racing. And guess what? The 500 was the 500 for I don't know how many decades. And once the decision was made to move NASCAR in, we felt that we wanted to take it to the next level. And we've had some great racing here on the weekend, the Brickyard weekend. But we think with the concerts, the road course on Saturday, and the oval on Sunday will make a big difference for our fans and certainly for our TV partners. So, again, we're excited. And Doug, thank you. And this team here, we've talked about it. We know that we can turn this track. Think about it. Turning it from an oval into a road course is not easy, but our team can do that here, so we're excited to announce that this morning.
The final lap.
The greatest explorers used to rely on compasses and telescopes. Now they rely on Ford Copilot 360 technology with available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition as they discover new worlds from available heated leather captain seats. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more intuitive than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, Preston Law.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Steve Wrigley broadcasting out of the Goggin Coal Hall Studios. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to be a part of the show. 844-5600. I'd like to invite you to check out our friends with Penn Station East Coast Subs located in Hermitage. Also the two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. All this month, try the delicious pizza sub with fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station. It's all about good taste. Coming up in hour number two, Barry Wilner joins us from New York. He's with the Associated Press. He is the pro football writer for the AP. Also, Adam Sparks around 5:37 with the Tennessean. He's the Vanderbilt beat writer for them. We'll talk football, college basketball with him. And just, you know, just around the corner, we're talking about a team that's going to be trying to make it back-to-back runs as far as a national title in baseball as well. We're about a month away, believe it or not. I mean, weather doesn't...
They could have played today out there.
They could have played. It wouldn't have been... I mean, for a fan, you need to bundle up a little bit, but they could have played. And then at 6:05, Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. You know, I was quickly going back to last year after the start of the year as far as the Preds at home and looking at what they've done this year at home. We're talking basically a 500 team. 500 team.
Well, Johnny, wait a minute. Your whole argument before has been like... You think that you just have to try and you win?
This team has the talent. We're not talking about Marcus Mariota leading this offense here. This is like a Tom Brady offense.
This is professional sports. It's not just like, come on, guys, let's get out there and try. We're not trying.
They are some of the highest priced players out there in the league. And this is a team that, you know, you go back to the run 3 years ago to the Stanley Cup.
Okay,
the
what's
very
different?
Next year,
what's different?
What's different?
Who's missing?
They got paid.
Who's missing?
Who is
missing? You think it's as simple as that? They got paid?
Well, no. The talent's the same. So where's the talent?
Well, P.K. Subban's not here anymore.
Well, he was part of the problem.
Pecorine's 3 years older.
P.K. Subban was part of the problem.
Pecorine's 3 years older.
Look, this has been going on now for two seasons. This is not something that just happened overnight.
But you just got to try, and they're not trying.
No, it's nothing about trying. They're not playing well as a team. There's no community.
There you go. That's something different. So you think you just have to try and that you play as a team?
It starts.
It's something that evolves.
No kidding.
It's a chemistry. They don't have chemistry.
Really?
Yes.
And who's the fault is that?
Why does it have to be somebody's fault? Why can't it just not be there now?
You know, you got to figure this out if you're this kind of talent and you're getting paid like they're getting paid.
I bet. Let's sit Ryan Johansson in that chair and let's see if you talk that stuff.
Would be glad to tell him the same thing.
All right, let's get him on.
You know, I'm sure if he's a man, he would say, hey, I totally agree with what Johnny's saying right now. We're not living up to our paychecks.